All right. Ronnie, you got me all right?
Yeah, I got you. You got me?
Yes, sir. We'll start off with a question actually from Brian Star, Briar Star. I think this is a good one to kick us off here. Now that you and Kevin finally got Pocono crossed off the list, where does this win rank among your career, just knowing you got the Pocono win together?
Yeah, I mean, every win is a big win, of course. And, you know, it seems like this place has been tough on us. You know, we've been really fast every single year, you know, since we started the four car in 2014, 15, so on and so forth. So we've been right there every year. We've had, you know, little things that have happened that have kept us from winning races here. And it felt like we had an awesome car both races last year, and you know, couldn't capitalize. So to be able to come here and honestly, I was going to say unload with a good car. At the beginning of the race, we weren't very good at all. So, you know, we had to work on it a little bit. The racetrack came to us a little bit. But overall, you know, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing gave us a great car. And Doug Yates and all his guys built us a great engine. And, you know, that's really the key of it is you got to have all that ride and then do your job at the racetrack.
Thank you, Ronnie. We'll open it up to questions for Ronnie. If you do have a question, click the raise your hand button, and we'll start off with Mark Arrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks. Congratulations, Rodney, on the win. Do you feel like this team now is rounding into championship form? Are all the pieces coming together where now we're pretty deep into the regular season? The playoffs aren't that far away. Do you feel like this? You're in championship form or close to it, or are there some things you still need to sort of plug in or holes you need to plug to get there?
Well, I would say that we have the best group. You know, we haven't had a lot of people that have come and gone, but overall we do have the best group. We have the best shop guys. We have the best pit crew. We have the best road crew that we've ever had. And, you know, that's what's important. I think everybody knows that the people side of it is the most important part. You know, to say that we're in championship form, I don't know what championship form is. You know, is championship form unloading off the truck and no practice and no qualifying, or is championship form, you know, going back to the old schedule and doing the things that we've always done? I will say I feel like for the four team, it's an advantage to unload and not have practice and those things. You know, our history of our team has been unloading good and doing a great job at the racetrack of details and you know, all that stuff. So, you know, I think some of this, since we have went back to racing, has been in our hands, in our wheelhouse a little bit. And obviously with able to win three of them and coming close to even more, you know, that part shows. So, you know, it's been a great deal for us, so far, and, hopefully we can keep it up.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next we'll go with Bob Hockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ronnie, I have a couple. The first, does the teardown after winning, does that put you behind a little bit as far as getting stuff ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it will a little bit. But overall, I think you know, hopefully we'll have enough time here. It's definitely going to be tight now that I looked at my watch and realized exactly what time it really is. Yeah, it's going to be pretty tight. And I'm supposed to be out there changing brakes and hubs. So the longer I'm on here, the more behind we're going to be. But we'll get it done. I think from a body standpoint, there was a little bit more damage on the car than what I thought there was. It was actually a hole in the nose, which probably wasn't helping at all. So, somehow we've got to get that fixed tonight, along with, you know, doing all of our maintenance stuff and engine stuff and, you know, hopefully get all that taken care of.
And Kevin talked about challenges and everything, and I'm curious, you guys did have a couple of COVID positives in the shop. Has that impacted, you feel, at all the prep for the races?
I would say it has. You know, it's really been hard on the shop guys. You know, but keeping the shop guys and road guys separated is a lot harder than what it sounds. You know, it takes everybody to get these things ready to race and get them ready to load on the truck. And you know, last week before Talladega, I didn't go to the shop a single day. Then this week I was only there for probably 3 hours one day. So we've tried to do everything that we can do to keep people as safe as possible. My engineer Dax, he has completely stayed away from the shop. He hasn't been to the shop in a month. So you know, you have to look at that. You know, you have to look at people like Kevin and myself and Dax and all those people that, well, you know, anybody on the race team can't be replaced. But, you know, if it's a mechanic in the shop, at least there's another mechanic in the shop that can help out. You know, we don't have an extra Kevin Harvick sitting in the closet. Sometimes I wish we had two of him, but we don't. And we don't have another one of me, and we don't have another Dax. So it's been tough. You know, everybody's been doing a great job with it, and you know, just trying to do our best.
Thank you.
And we have one more question for you, Rodney, and that comes from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Rodney, what kind of adjustments do you feel like you need to make to the car overnight here to I guess, maybe roll off better than you started today's race?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that was my fault. You know, we've always needed to start the race a little tighter and then free it up as it went. Then when we drew ninth, I was like, man, we're going to be stuck back there in traffic, and we're not going to be able to go anywhere at the beginning of the race anyway. We just need to make it where to turn and be good on the long run. And that didn't work out at all. You know, we were out of control there at the beginning and needed some adjustments to get it back going. So, you know, honestly, we've just got to look at things. You learn so much by just inspecting the cars after the races and looking at your side skirts and everything up underneath and the splitter. And, you know, it's all about those small details. And hopefully that and honestly, I haven't even talked to Kevin yet, so I'm not sure what we need to make better. He said after the race that we can definitely make it better. So getting his feedback and talking to our engineers and looking at the car will be key, and hopefully make some decisions before in the morning.
And last one for you. Will strategy change much at all tomorrow with it being at least, I mean, it's just 10 laps longer, but with it being a longer race, will that change strategy at all?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that's going to change is just not having that competition yellow at the beginning of the race. You know, that was a kind of a key moment in there. And, you know, starting 20th tomorrow is going to be tough. So, you know, as you saw, even when we were leading the race, we had a hard time passing cars. So, you know, we've got to try to make our car probably a little bit better in traffic, which is hard for us to do for some reason. We can never make our car that great in traffic compared to maybe the Gibbs guys and stuff like that at this place. And but we're able to have good speed if we can ever get the car out front. So it's a fine line of what you do there. And it seems like every time we hurt our speed, it doesn't make us better in traffic either. So we just got to, you know, put our heads together and hopefully make the right adjustments for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Ronnie. Well, congratulations. And sorry you have to do some more work tonight. But good luck in that endeavor and in tomorrow's race. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.